Today we're talking with Susan Gorin, who is a current member of the Santa Rosa City Council, now seeking a seat on the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors, representing the 1st District. What's the advantage in taking on a bigger job?
Well, I've enjoyed every minute of representing my community on the Santa Rosa School Board and the Santa Rosa City Council, Planning Commissioner, and the mayor during two very tough years in the city's fiscal history. It was maybe this time last year when people in Santa Rosa and across the district came to me and said, "Would you consider running for the Board of Supervisors? You have great experience. You've always represented our community very well. And we think maybe Valerie Brown is not going to be running for re-election. And would you consider this?" And I hadn't really considered it before, but looking at the kind of jobs that the Board of Supervisors do helped me to kindle a passion for what I had been doing as a community member and a school board member previously, and that is working on health and human services. And that's exactly what the Board of Supervisors do, with the addition, of course, of a few challenges going forward. How do we repair the roads? How do we move our county budget to fiscal stability? And I have that experience, and I understand the complexity of a very large organization and negotiating with so many bargaining units during these tough times so that we can come up with something fair to the employees as well as fair to the taxpayers. So I hope to bring all of my experience to represent a larger community and perhaps a more diverse community at the Board of Supervisors level.
You have to broaden your lens somewhat, I guess, to think in terms of all of the rural parts of that district now beyond Santa Rosa City.
It's actually really exciting for me because as the part of me that's really focused on health and nutrition, this is an opportunity as a supervisor to outreach to the ag community, especially the small ag producers, to talk about boosting our local consumption of locally grown food, creating community gardens, introducing exercise programs and nutrition information for a broader community. It's exciting. I'm looking forward to that.
And I guess there are a lot of vineyards in that district that you didn't have in the city of Santa Rosa, too.
Well, we actually do have a few vineyards in the city of Santa Rosa, but yes, it is a very different scale. But what most people don't recognize is that, yes, we have some very large vineyards and wineries, but we also have some very small vineyards and almost homegrown wineries or vineyard owners who take their grapes to a larger winery for production. And actually, we have more of those than we do have the large ag and vineyard growers. So it's exciting. I love the diversity.
Roads have emerged as a hot topic in this particular race. Is there a fix for that that you can identify?
Well, first of all, transportation always has been a process of piecing together funding sources, identifying what needs to move forward in infrastructure and identifying the funding sources, and a healthy dose of patience because the planning for that takes a very long time. With the county, it's a little more complex because Sonoma County is the largest county in the Bay Area, with one of the smallest population, the largest number of miles of roads, the highest vehicle miles traveled per capita. And yet, because our population is small, we do not receive the funding pass-through of some of the larger Bay Area counties. So we have a disconnect, and we have a problem. I don't think it was necessarily bad decisions over the past decade. It was just a product of shrinking government funding and trying to make those dollars stretch further, and transportation is very expensive. But now it is a priority, absolutely. The county is moving forward on analyzing the conditions of the roads, putting in a pavement index on there, coming up with a dollar figure of how much it would take to bring our roads up to standards, and then we need to sit down and identify potential funding sources moving forward. So we will do that.
Susan Gorin is a candidate for the 1st District Supervisor seat on the June 5th primary. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB News.